The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own, unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Taken as a whole, all of sacred scripture is a story about an invitation to a relationship. In particular, that relationship is between God and us, human beings, people, persons, individuals, you, me. We hear stories of encounters, friendships, betrayals, forgiveness, redemption, and renewed invitations to that same relationship. Throughout the Bible, we find imagery to portray that relationship of powerful love, of sustaining grace, and of merciful transformation. One of the most enduring images that we find in Scripture is that of the vine. Viniculture was a pervasive in the world of the Bible. And wine plays an important role throughout the stories of God and Israel, even to the point of becoming the blood of Christ in this new covenant. So to hear Jesus say, "I am the vine, you are the branches," is certainly in line with the religious imagery of this world. However, we should see something deeper than just a hearkening back to the Old Testament prophets and to the Psalms. There, this vine represented the nation of Israel. Here, in Christ's teaching, that vine is much more than that. The vine is the very life of the Christian family. The vine is Jesus, the Savior himself. And more than that, we are united to that vine as the branches. And this, friends, is what we are meant to understand about our lives as Christian disciples. That is the source of our Christian dignity. Branches joined to the vine. The branches need the vine. Without it, they are just sticks. Maybe good for firewood or for toothpicks, but nothing more. The branches must draw their life from the force of the vine. They must share in all of the characteristics of the vine. The genetics, the biology of the vine is the same as that in the branches. And if you don't share the characteristics with the vine, you die. If I try to break off a rose, a branch of a rose bush, and stick it onto a grapevine, it won't bloom. This is not a difficult metaphor to see. And that's why Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you. The idea of remaining in Jesus defines the life of a disciple. We have work to do as people commissioned by Christ to go out to teach others and to make disciples. Christ calls this bearing fruit. In fact, it's by virtue of that fruit that we are judged as proper disciples. Repeating what we heard in the gospel, he takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And those unfruitful branches will be thrown out and wither, and people will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. Scary words from our Lord, right? You don't want to hear about the fires and the burning. It should worry us. It should worry me about what kind of disciple I am. Am I fruitful? Or am I just hanging out on the vine? And we can fool ourselves. You ever tried to grow grapes? Anybody here ever try to grow grapes? I tried once. I was successful, not because of anything I did, but because of the time. The first year, it was just this little cluster of sticks that were growing out of the ground. The next year, it got all viney and leggy, and leaves grew on it. It was beautiful, no grapes. Finally, in the third year, it began producing fruit. It takes time. A grape vine with no grapes on it is still pretty. It's nice to look at. And you can fool yourself that I'm a pretty disciple. But are you fruitful? Because God doesn't judge you on whether or not you're pretty. He judges you on whether or not you are fruitful. The ability to bear fruit is the mark of a mature disciple. Just like the bearing of the fruit for the grapevine is a mature vine. And it doesn't happen right away. It takes time. It takes patience. Thank God he has that patience with me. And he has it with you. But eventually he comes looking. What should console us is the fact that Jesus uses the word bear fruit. Right? He says, does it bear fruit? As opposed to produce fruit. To produce fruit would imply that the effort and the burden is upon us to make the fruit happen. However, that's not the case. Jesus asks us to bear fruit. And that means that the fruit that we bear does not come from our efforts. That is our cleverness, our resourcefulness, our talent, our power. Instead, that fruit is the product of God's action in the vine through you. A 19th century Christian missionary to China, an English minister, said, "The branch of the vine does not worry and toil and rush here to seek for sunshine and there to find rain. No. It rests in union and communion with the vine. And at the right time and in the right way, the right fruit is found in it. Let us so abide in the Lord Jesus." Isn't that nice? You still have some work to do. But any success that you have is his success, not yours. What a tremendous insight. You and I are merely branches on the full vine that is Jesus. Our call to be missionary disciples means that success is seen as God's life and fruit shining forth in us, even in spite of us, because we have trusted to be joined lovingly to the vine. Even when we experience the pain of pruning. Pruning is painful, I assume, for a plant. I've never been physically pruned, but I'm sure it hurts. Right? When we experience that pain of pruning, our focus should not be on what we have lost. It should not be on what's not there anymore. We experience this here in Glen Burnie, right? There are people here from Good Shepherd. There are people here from Crucifixion. There are people here from what used to be called Holy Trinity. Area D. We lost those. But don't look at it as loss in the sense of something negative. Think of it as pruning. When you prune things, sometimes it's very dramatic, right? I have a little basil plant, right? You know, the herb basil, right? I snip it, and it goes, it's just like this little cluster now. I do that, and it begins to grow more and more leaves, more than it had before. This is where we should see efforts of pruning, in the church too. I don't pretend to know what the right solution is to the Seek the City business. Churches are closing. Churches that have 50 people on a weekend. That makes sense in here. In here, it does not. You know how that feels. Hopefully, you're praying for people going through that process now. But pruning should not focus you on what you lost, but on what you will bring forth for Christ. We shouldn't focus on those unfruitful parts of ourselves that in reality only lead us to sadness and suffering. If you came here and there are only 12 people in church at your Mass, would you feel energized? Would you feel like you wanted to go out and bring more people in here? Well, you'd want more people to be in here, but you wouldn't have much energy. We need each other. We need each other. We should be keenly aware of the fact that we continue to belong to Jesus, even when we lose certain parts of ourselves that we would rather hang on to. Those things are not fruitful in us. And Jesus knows what he's doing when he takes it away from you. You have no idea. I have no idea. Jesus has deprived me of many things in my life. And it was very hard to go through. And the sadness and the pain was real. But the fruit, I can't deny. I can't deny it. I felt it when almost 5 years ago I was asked to move from a very comfortable assignment that I had, right? As past to come here. Yeah, I hear you. But there's so much fruit that I see here. What a mess, you say. No. There's wine that comes from those grapes, right? Even when you have to stomp it, right? Joy comes. When Jesus takes those things away from us, it's so that he can give us more life and help us to become even more ourselves, more fruitful, even more great as the people that God made us to be. Today, we're nourished by that vine in the Eucharist. Jesus supplies all the grace that we need to be fruitful disciples, all of it. When you say, I don't know what I'm doing, or I can't do this, or I can't do that, if you're talking about discipleship, you've got everything you need. Especially if you walk up here and receive the Lord of the universe, and he nourishes you. You have everything you need. Everything you need. Even if you were the only one to do it. Now we simply have to let him work in and through us. The Christian ideal, while it is challenging, is nothing more than to be a branch, to be united with Jesus, the vine, so that we bear the fruit of God's love to others. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, Jesus says, and he in them. And as he remains in us, we are able to feed others with the joyful fruit of our discipleship.